Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 5th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Omdia. Payment industry to invest $3.10 BLN in real-time payments in 2023. Payment issuers and acquirers are directing their investments towards real-time payments in 2023, as revealed by a report from Omdia. Only 16% of Americans favor the government issuing central bank digital currency. The possibility of adopting central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, is being explored by countries worldwide, including the U.S. Numeral partners with BPCE payment services. France-based Numeral has partnered with BPCE payment services to launch a full API gateway across all SEPA payment schemes. WizEasy launches the T2 Android tablet. Singapore-based WizEasy has launched the T2 EMV Android tablet to help merchants keep up with their business demands. Checkout.com writes on revenue optimization in its new MENA report. Global payment service provider Checkout.com has published its digital transformation report, underlining the importance of payment and revenue optimization. Some sub-statistics show increased fraud rates in North America. Security and transaction monitoring solutions provider SumSub has shared fraud data statistics for North America, which showcase an increase in forced verification and deepfakes. Chargebacks 911 releases its 2023 chargeback field report. U.S.-based company Chargebacks 911 has offered merchants an overview of friendly fraud and chargeback management in its new 2023 Chargeback Field report. European Central Bank reveals sharp decline in card fraud. The European Central Bank has published a card fraud report that reveals a significant decrease in card fraud across Europe. JP Morgan and Indian banks test blockchain-based settlement system. JP Morgan is to test the use of blockchain technology for the provision of dollar-based settlement services for Indian financial institutions. The Philippines wins banknote of the year. The Philippines 1,000 peso, featuring the endangered Philippine eagle and a holographic image of national flower the Sampaguita, has been named new banknote of the year. Smartmeric to embed AI into biometric credit card. Smartmeric, Inc., OTC, SMME, while the company is close to releasing its advanced premium fingerprint biometric activated credit card, the company's engineers are now working on adding embedded AI into the card's electronics. FumoPay closes seed round. FumoPay announces today that it has successfully closed its first seed funding round from three highly accomplished fintech private investors. Nets launches NPay terminal in Finland. Nets, part of Nexi Group, the European paytech, is launching its new NPay terminal in Finland. FCA awards Emmy license to Pay Future. British fintech payments company PayFuture is today announcing it has been granted an Agent Electronic Money Institution, EMI, license by UK regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Neom hires Payoneer's Manuel Sandhofer as General Manager, Europe. Neom, the leader in real-time global payments, today announced the appointment of Manuel Sandhofer as Senior Vice President and General Manager, Europe, following unprecedented growth in the region. After blockchain bungle, ASX confirms work program to maintain CHESS. ASX today released a special report relating to CHESS, the clearing and settlement system for Australia's securities market. UK lawmakers call for urgent action on crypto regulation. A cross-party group of MPs and Lords in the UK Parliament has called for urgent regulation of the cryptocurrency sector and the appointment of a crypto czar to coordinate the government's approach. Pepper Advantage secures Indonesian license to service non-bank credit providers. Pepper Advantage, a global credit intelligence company, has obtained an AFPI fintech license to service the growing number of non-bank credit providers operating in Indonesia. Ribbit acquires ValidFi. Ribbit, Inc., the authority on alternative bank and payment data, today announces its acquisition of ValidFi, a leading provider of fraud, compliance, and risk mitigation solutions. Smarter banking requires more than just tech. Smart banking has become a catch-all term in recent years, but what does it really mean? For some, the answer is obvious, it means tech. Gesic Devrient selected as digital first integrator in MasterCard Engage Network. Gesic plus Devrient, G plus D, has expanded its role in the MasterCard Engage Network and has become a digital first integrator to enable seamless and secure digital first payment solutions. Smart Metric to embed AI into biometric credit card. Smart Metric, Inc., OTC, SMME, while the company is close to releasing its advanced premium fingerprint biometric activated credit card, the company's engineers are now working on adding embedded AI into the card's electronics. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.